Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read one verse. Before we do, I have a question. Who are you? Who are you? If a total stranger came up to you and asked this question, what would you say to them? How would you reply? You'd probably say, well, my name's Bruce Scott. Then you might further go and say, well, but my occupation is, that's what I do. That might be a plumber or a welder, a nurse, IT professional, pastor, stay-at-home mom. But that poses another question. If your occupation was to end, who are you? A lot of stay-at-home moms go through a struggle. Some people call it an identity crisis when their children grow up and leave home. And I can certainly understand that. Just as a side note here, being a stay-at-home mom is actually biblical.
Amen.
And I think probably one of the highest callings on earth.
Amen.
I do understand that it can't always be that way. But it ought to be our aim.
Yeah.
A lot of men also go through a crisis. We call it a midlife crisis. Sometimes it's triggered because of a job loss or an injury or just new pains that just all of a sudden start coming up on our bodies, right? They no longer fit the picture that they have always seen themselves as. So that when someone would come up to them and say, who are you? Well, I'm a tree guy. We have a tree business. Oh, that's who you are. If you were to ask Paul who he was, this is how he would answer. Look in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. It's living, it's powerful, it's timeless. It's exactly what we need. And Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes and our hearts to what that is tonight. And Lord, help me to relay your message to your people just the way you want it. Lord, I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to notice here in verse 1 that when Paul was describing himself, he didn't say, I'm a tent maker. That is what he did to earn money. But he didn't see himself as a tent maker. He saw himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ, a servant of God. James, when he wrote the book of James, he started it out by saying, James, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure he did something to earn money. Probably did it on a daily or weekly basis. We call that occupation. Sadly, many times we melt into that picture mm-hmm. of who we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we do 8 hours a day, maybe longer than that. It kind of takes up the majority of our daytime waking hours. That's who we are. Jeanette and I were watching a movie. It was Overcomer. Overcomer. It's made by the Sherwood. The Kendrick Brothers. Christian movie. And a guy asked another man, "Who are you?" He said, "Well, I'm John Harrison." He said, "But who are you?" "Well, I'm a basketball coach." "Well, I was anyway, and now I'm coaching track, long distance running." He said, "So that's who you are? You're a coach? That's it?" He said, "Well, I mean, I'm a Christian." He says, "Oh, you're a Christian. That was awfully far down on the list."
Mm.
He said, "Well, I could have said that first." He said, "But you didn't."
Mm.
Now, before we look down on that guy, who are you?
Yeah.
What picture do you see yourself as? Does that merge and does that match with what God sees you as and what He has put you here for? So if you see yourself as a store clerk, you see yourself as a business owner, you see yourself as a stay-at-home mom, you see yourself as a tent maker, whatever that may be, whatever you do, what happens when that ends? Back in 2013, Camp Tracy Children's Home closed. And Jeanette and I lived there for 23 years on staff. And so for 23 years, I was the farm administrator. And every day of my life, I helped young people. They probably didn't see it that way. But that was my objective. And I had a bunch of other responsibilities as well, but that was my main one. So when Camp Tracy ended, I found myself driving a truck, hauling cars, and I remember one night going from Fort Myers to Miami across the Everglades on a long, dark road. They didn't have a street light for about 50 or 60 or 75 miles. I was hoping I didn't break down out there somewhere. And so I'm driving there, and I was kind of looking back a little bit, thinking over my life as a person in ministry, full-time ministry all my life, and I'm thinking, what's this all about? Every day of my life I spent trying to help somebody. I would open up scripture and talk with somebody, trying to help them in some way. Every day of my life. Now I'm sitting here driving a truck, delivering cars. I thought God had put me on the shelf.
Except He put you up a tree.
Yeah. I was actually concerned about it because I thought, well, if God had put me on the shelf, maybe I'd messed up.
Yeah.
And so I remember praying and in tears, asking God, please show me what I've done wrong. Why are you putting me out here? No ministry, nothing worthwhile to do. This doesn't have eternal value. just driving a truck, delivering cars. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you still have ministry.
Mm. Amen.
Where? He said, you talk to people every day.
Mm.
You interact with people on the phone on an everyday basis still. You can shine the light of Jesus to those people.
Amen.
Just like you did when you were at Camp Tracy.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
What was my problem? I pictured myself as a person, a staff member at Camp Tracy,
mm.
serving God at Camp Tracy. That's who I am. So when that ended, I didn't know who I was.
Mm.
Sure, I could give you my name. I hope to never forget that. But to tell you who I was, who I really was,
mm.
I couldn't. So when the Holy Spirit told me, you know what, you still got ministry. You still interact with people. You still talk to people. You talk to people that need to hear about me. You talk to people who are struggling and need some encouragement. You talk to people who are hurting that need some compassion. You talk to people daily. You still have a ministry. So I had to back up and punt. And I had to realize, I've got a new ministry. How do I do this? But what it did was it helped me to remember that no matter what your name is, no matter what your occupation is, no matter what you see yourself as, God put you and I here for a purpose.
Amen.
One, for fellowship with Him.
Yes.
Are you doing that?
Mm.
Two, to spread the gospel.
Yes.
Are you doing that?
Mm.
Three, to just be a representative of Jesus.
Mm.
So that when people look at you, they see Jesus.
Mm.
Are you doing that? Daily. They asked John the Baptist, who art thou?
Mm.
In John chapter 1.
Right.
He didn't even give them his name. He simply said, well, I'll tell you who I'm not. I am not the Messiah. All I am is a voice crying in the wilderness to make his path straight.
Mm.
That's all I am. Jesus said about him that he was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
John said about himself, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness. Who are you? Not what do you do?
Mm.
Who are you? My occupation today is different. I don't spend my days at Camp Tracy anymore. I don't haul cars anymore. Praise the Lord. I got so sick of that. I thought to myself, I married Jeanette to live with her, not talk to her on the phone. I mean, I'd like to talk to her on the phone, but not go days without seeing her.
Yeah.
And only talk to her on the phone. I don't do that anymore, and I'm thankful for it. So now I cut trees. But that's my side job.
Mm.
My main occupation is spreading the gospel.
Amen.
I don't do a real good job of that, just to be honest. But I want to.
Yeah.
I do strive for that.
Yes.
I just do tree work on the side.
Mm.
One day, I won't be doing tree work anymore.
That's right.
It's hard for me to imagine that right now, but then again, when I was at Camp Tracy, I thought I would die there. But I'm sure there will come a day I won't be doing tree work anymore. Who am I then? How do I introduce myself? How do I share with some stranger who I am? You know, God puts people in our path that need to hear about Him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, amen.
God puts people in your path that need encouragement,
right,
compassion, and love. But when we're in such a rush, being who we think we are, but we're really not, we never see those opportunities. We miss them. We run right past them. So that when that day comes that I'm no longer doing tree work, who will I be then? I will still be an ambassador for Christ. God forbid, I hope this never happens, but if I become bedridden, who am I then? An ambassador for Christ.
Yeah.
We had a missionary one time at our church. His name was Carlos Demers. You remember him? To Mexico. He smuggled Bibles into Mexico regularly. Well, he got older and he got, was it Lou Gehrig's disease? He got some disease where he became bedridden. He couldn't get out of bed. But he was such a soul winner. So what he did, of course, this was 25 years ago. What he did was he grabbed that thick phone book. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
The Jacksonville phone book. He took that phone book and he started in the front calling everybody in the phone book and shared Jesus with them.
Awesome.
Because he couldn't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
He was a missionary. He is a soul winner.
Amen.
Who are you? Not your name.
Mm-hmm.
Not your occupation. Who are you? Paul said he was a servant of Jesus Christ. James said the same thing. John said, just a voice crying in the wilderness. Paul said that he is and was an ambassador, a representative. That's who we are. That will never change. No matter where you live, no matter how your health takes a downturn or an upturn.
Amen.
No matter if you lose your job or you don't lose your job, you will always be an ambassador for Christ.
Amen.
How are we doing with that? When was the last time that you come out of your comfort zone and you said to somebody, "Hey, I got a question for you. Do you know Jesus?" What do you think about God? Do you feel you're right with Him? Do you feel like you could use some more happiness?
Joy.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be shining a bright light for Jesus. Everywhere we go,
right,
everything that we do, there ought to be a light shining for Jesus. In your home, at your workplace, men, even when you're driving down the road,
mm-hmm,
And I say men because more men than women seem to get in a hurry out on the street. Is that right? Women? Is that right, ladies? Okay. I'm one of them. I fight that. In fact, I got convicted about it. In fact, I think it was last Sunday when Brother Tommy was preaching on add to your faith virtue. Virtue is moral excellence. And I'm thinking, I can't say that there's moral excellence really involved in my driving tactics. I need to work on that. That's what we do. Because that's who we are. We're an ambassador for Christ. Are you shining a bright light for Him? In your home? In your neighborhood? To your neighbors? Those people at the store that you're having to wait in line behind? Those people at the bank that you're having to wait in line behind? Are you shining a light for Jesus? I hope so, because that's who you are. So when somebody asks you, who are you? Tell them the truth. I am a Christian. I tell people about Jesus. I just do tree work on the side. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for pointing out in my life that I have a job to do. I have a responsibility because of who I am. I am a representative of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would forgive me where I have failed you in this area and help me to shine brighter for you. Help me to be a stronger witness for you. I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and turn to 505.